This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Dr. Wendy Christian, in a moment, I want to run that Bible quiz question by you one more time. And in the Old Testament, what was the name of the prophet who was fed by ravens during a drought? In the Old Testament, what was the name of the prophet who was fed by ravens during a drought? You let me know. We'll chat more about the answer on the other side of 8 o'clock. 081 729 1657. This insert, sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. And I get to welcome Dr. Wendy Christine, a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Wendy. Trust all is well and you're enjoying the cooler weather.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, the cooler weather is much nicer.
Yeah, I've even received another WhatsApp message here in the studio from one of the listeners saying that seems like something worth celebrating today after a crazy week. We've come off talking about eyesight and good eye health over the last few weeks. We're certainly going to hit a multi-part series here about healthy hearing. I dare say, maybe even more so than with our eyesight, Wendy, is that we take a lot of this for granted. We just stick the earphones on or the ear pods in, one of the things we do, and we crank up the volume and to listen to it as loud as we can. We often just go about life not too concerned about our hearing until something starts to go wrong.
That's very true. Sorry. And I think also what happens is our hearing can progressively decline. So you don't even necessarily realize it until people start saying to you, don't you think you should do something about your hearing or check it? So it's not always something that we're necessarily aware of.
Can our hearing and struggles with hearing actually have an effect, not only then that being our physical health, but actually create even mental health concerns?
Absolutely. When your senses are not working well, or even if one sense is not working well, so you can't see well or you can't hear well, that influences how you experience your world. And it can definitely have an impact on your mental well-being. Mm.
Let's start with just an overview. What are some of the top risks that we face that could affect our hearing to the point of hearing loss?
Well, anything that is loud noise exposure, something that's called ototoxic medication. So that means oto is ear, toxic means toxic. And that is a medication that could potentially have a side effect that has an influence on your ears. And then certain chronic conditions, genetics, family history, all of those kind of things can influence whether we have more of a risk for hearing loss or not.
Yeah, let's start with something that affects all of us directly, is there's noise all around us. Let's start with noise exposure. What are some of the practical tips that we have to take into consideration to take care of our ears and to limit noise exposure?
Well, firstly, we need to limit our exposure to loud noise. We also should try and maintain safe listening habits. So when we're listening to things, to make sure that the volume is not too loud, that we don't have stuff that's stuck in our ears, kind of things. We need to protect our ears. We need to practice good ear hygiene. Hygiene, and we'll speak about that as we get on later in the series. But wax buildup and that kind of thing can influence our hearing. And whether we try and remove it ourselves or not can influence our hearing. We need to manage our stress and our blood pressure. We need water. If we're not well hydrated, that can influence our hearing. We wouldn't think so, but it does. And we should avoid smoking and the overconsumption of alcohol.
Yeah, those are interesting things. You wouldn't assume that something like stress or blood pressure, although we know we need to take care of that, would have an impact on healthy hearing, never mind good hydration levels. Let's start with that limiting exposure to loud noise. What is loud? How loud is loud?
I think that's a good question. So we need to avoid prolonged exposure to sounds above 85 decibels. And now you think, well, what's 85 decibels?
Yeah.
So if you think normal conversation is at around 60 decibels, the fridge, when it's making that humming noise, is at around 40 decibels.
Wow.
Rainfall is at around 50. When we type on the keyboard, that's between 50 and 60. Our dishwasher, it depends on the age of your dishwasher, could be at around 70. A vacuum cleaner could be at around 75 as well. And then inside your car in the city traffic, it's about 80 decibels.
I'm sure my vacuum cleaner is way louder than that, but there's something wrong there. I'm
sure. I think
sure.
so too.
But I think there's something wrong with mine. Let's talk about the 85. Now, we can't go above 85. Do you want to run through that list of what are some of the things in our day-to-day life that actually is above 85 decibels?
So if we're standing on the street and in heavy traffic, that the decibels of that kind of traffic can be anywhere between 85 and 90 decibels. A lawnmower is at around 90. A hairdryer is between 85 and 90. Mm-hmm. A motorbike engine is at about 95.
Goodness.
A hooter of a car is about 100. If you go to a rock concert, 110 to 120.
Yikes.
A jet engine about 120 to 130, and fireworks at about 140 decibels.
Wow, so we're exposed to some of these things every day. We've got a big show happening at the DHL Stadium for Passion coming up this weekend. So I think there are going to be some people positioned at certain places where it's going to probably even exceed that 120 decibels. That's quite scary. So what can we actually do except walking around with our fingers in our ears?
Yeah. Well, there is protective earwear, so we can use noise-canceling headphones or earplugs, especially if we're engaging in activities. Another thing that's very loud is shooting and using power tools. So if we're working in an environment, and that would be part of health and safety anyway, if you're working for a company that's concerned about that kind of thing, that you would be provided with protective headgear. But if you're going to, or earwear, if you're going to a concert, for example, and you're sitting right near the speakers, or even in that concert at that loud volume, you might want to sort of have some noise-canceling headphones on for a portion of that.
Yeah.
You'll see that children, I don't know if you ever watch these programs overseas, these concerts, they always have these headphones on children.
Yeah.
Because children are especially prone to damaged hearing. And then obviously try not to pump up the volume too loud in the car, because that, you know, if everybody in the street can hear you, then your volume is a little bit too loud. You're definitely going over that 85 decibels.
Yeah, they always say if it's too loud, you're too old. But I think if it's too loud, you need to do something about it. It means you're sensible. So perhaps we need to be taking care of these things now so that we don't sit with all of these issues later. I was using a power tool over the holiday period and I just got into it. And within a few seconds, I thought, this is hurting my ears. So I didn't have protective earwear, so I just put in a pair of sort of in-ear, little earpod kind of things and put those in, and those made a massive difference already, just sort of blocking up the ear. So we've got to be careful. You've shared with me that there's such a thing as a 60-60 rule when it comes to ear health. What on earth is that?
So yes, so that entails listening to something at 60% volume for no more than 60 minutes at a time. So if you are listening to something and it is relatively loud, try and reduce the amount of time that you're exposed to that particular loudness, and then turn the volume down and then sort of listen to it at a different volume for a while. And then if you need to turn it back up again, you can do that.
I'm not sure how accurate it is, but there are apps that you can download to as a decibel meter, and then you can just put it down and let it register the volume. I wouldn't say those would be 100% accurate, not as accurate as an actual meter of noise, but I suppose that's a good start to give you an idea as to what's going on in your general proximity. So maybe that's not a bad idea.
It absolutely is a good idea, and it would be close enough.
A year or so ago, I had the opportunity to spend some time working with the ear, nose, and throat specialist when it came to some of her media stuff. And one of the things we just chatted about on the side was this thing about earbuds and how they should not be called earbuds. They should be called something else altogether because they shouldn't go anywhere near your ears. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I agree. You know, putting an earbud in your ear can cause damage to the ear canal or the eardrum. It can also potentially push the earwax deeper into your ear canal. And so if you are wanting, if you can't fit your finger in your ear, you definitely shouldn't be you shouldn't be putting anything bigger than your finger in your ear. And if you think about an earbud, it can really do some harm, and people can really push it off. So try and avoid doing that. Use your finger in a towel or a face cloth or a tissue or something like that if you're wanting to clean your ears or dry your ears. But really avoid putting an earbud into your ears. I agree that they should not be called earbuds.
Yeah.
I think they call them Q-tips somewhere else. But
yes.
Yeah, it shouldn't be called an earbud at all. And rather, if you do have earwax, go and see your GP, and they have, they can remove it professionally, and at least you're not going to do any damage to your ear that way.
Yeah, excellent. Let's leave it at that. I'm sure this evening, when you get out the bath or the shower, we're going to think a little bit differently about this. Some good advice and a lot to cover, but I thought a fantastic start together with Dr. Wendy today as we talk about ear health over the next few weeks. Massive thanks to you, not only for your preparation, but for your expertise and also giving up some of your time every single Thursday morning. We value you so much. And a massive thank you to you, Dr. Wendy. Have yourself a good day and enjoy the cool weather.
Pleasure, Brad. You too. Have a great Thursday.
Thanks. And thanks also to these lovely people.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.